Jai Shri Kar, Shri Shri Guru Garanga, Shri Shri Gandharvika, Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. I have to get my glasses. Glasses retrieved. Okay, class will begin now. Om Gyanat Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. We're reading some of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees during the cleansing of the Gundicha temple and Jagannath Rath Yatra. And we We're reading how Maharaj Pratap Rudra wanted very much to get the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made petitions. First, Nityananda Prabhu asked to submit a request to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu refused to meet with the king because this would tarnish his good name as a sannyasi. And then the king made requests through Ramananda Roy, and through some careful diplomacy, Sri Ramananda Roy began glorifying the qualities of Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And Sarup Damodar, also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered the argument that if I meet with the king, then my reputation will be spoiled, and Sarup Damodar, he will chastise me. I don't want to be chastised by him. And Sarup Damodar said, no, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever you do, that is the ultimate good for everyone. You are independent. You don't need my permission or the permission of anyone. You can do as you like. Whatever you do, that will be acceptable by everyone. So, after these different petitions, Mahaprabhu decided that the king certainly has many good qualities, but he has the name king, or he's addressed by the term king, so therefore everything has become infected, spoiled, just like a big pot of milk. If it is contaminated by even a drop of liquor, it is considered untouchable. So, but the Lord said, the Son is the representative of the Father, so I will meet with the Son of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, the Son of the King. I will agree to see him. And the son did come to visit Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu was very happy with him because the son was a very beautiful boy with darkish skin, blackish complexion, and Krishnadas Kaviraj relates here that anyone who would see this boy would be immediately reminded of Krishna. His beauty would remind people of Krishna, and that's what Mahaprabhu saw also, a very beautiful boy that reminded him of Krishna. So we'll continue here at text 70. This is chapter 12 of the Madhya Leela, text 70. Some of the prominent devotees, like Advaita Acharya, used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his meals at their homes. The Lord accepted such invitations, accompanied by his devotees.
Turn the fan on.
See, I made it clear without any sound, but you had to add your own sound, huh?
I'm sorry.
See, you keep doing it. Again. In this way, the Lord passed some days in great jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first of all called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, the Jagannath temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Purport: the Gundicha temple is 2 miles northeast of the Jagannath temple. At the time of the Rath Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the Gundicha temple from his original temple and stays there for 1 week. After 1 week, he returns to his original temple. It is understood by hearsay that the wife of Indradyumna, the king who established the Jagannath temple, was known as Gundicha. There is also mention of the name of the Gundicha temple in authoritative scripture. The area of the Gundicha temple is estimated to be 288 cubits by 215 cubits. The main temple inside is about 36 by 30 cubits, and the meeting hall is 32 cubits by 30 cubits. Text 74. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to wash the Gundicha temple, the Padicha, the superintendent of the temple, said, "My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. My dear lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you." As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. Set the timer for 30 minutes. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. So top to bottom, ceiling, everything. He then took up the sitting place, the Singhasan, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. It's like you did, Leela Sundari. You took Giriraja's Singhasan and moved it so you could clean underneath it, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Clean the chair, the sofa. Yeah.
Everything. Okay. Everything removed, everything cleaned, then put back in its place. Mm-hmm. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, everyone has to work. And Krishna says, even I work just to set the standard for others. But he also has some engagement. So Mahaprabhu, in order to instruct everyone, he's showing how the cleansing should be done, how to clean the temple of Gundicha in preparation for Lord Jagannath's visit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. And I've also seen that our devotees are also very happy when they're cleaning the temple of the Lord. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept, the Bhoga Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after the other. So everything, the whole compound, all the buildings, residential quarters where the Bhoga is kept, the deity rooms, the meeting halls, everything. The yard, the walkways, the pathways. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. The Lord told the devotees, I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside. Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. So more or less 100 devotees, 100 brooms, 100 water pots. Each devotee was given a broom. They all made one pile. Mahaprabhu made another of the dust and dirt and so forth that he'd collected. And Mahaprabhu's pile was greater than all the others combined. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw them. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple and then thoroughly washed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, the singhasana, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When the water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water on his lotus feet. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well.
Can you say that again?
Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks of the lake. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Many of the water pots were broken when people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna, Krishna, and another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached everyone just to teach them how to work. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge. He chastised him, but he wasn't angry afterwards. He didn't keep any hard feelings about the devotee. The Lord would say, "You have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way." As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus they began to work with great attention. So seeing that one person was praised, and then the others who were not receiving the praise, they became ashamed, and they tried to work with giving greater attention to the details of their work. They washed the Jagamohan area, and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Thus all places around the temple were thoroughly washed, within and without. After everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnav from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. The Gaudiya Vaishnava then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, with that devotee, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. The Lord then called for Sarup Damodar and told him, "Just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnava." It's like saying when parents see that some child is misbehaving, then one parent will tell the other, "Oh, just see the behavior of your son. Look how naughty he is, your son. Not my son, your son." So Mahaprabhu telling Sarup Damodar, "Look at this nonsense of your Bengali Vaishnava. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, he has drunk the water himself." I now do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnava has greatly implicated me. In the Hari Bhakti Vilas, there are many offenses one can commit while serving the Lord. And these are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Hari Bhakti Vilas, and other books. According to the rules and regulations, no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity, nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances and touch the feet of the spiritual master before the deity. This is considered an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is not actually offensive to wash his lotus feet in the temple. However, because he was playing the part of an acharya, the Lord considered himself an ordinary human being. He also wanted to give instructions to the ordinary human beings. The point is that even though one plays the part of a spiritual master, he should not accept obeisances or permit a disciple to wash his feet before the deity. This is a matter of etiquette. Well, you remember the first time Srila Govindamaharaj came here in 1993, and I arranged he sat down in his chair. We prepared for him. And I arranged a foot bathing ceremony for him. Remember? So we washed his lotus feet. And we took the water and put it on our heads, drank it, distributed to the devotees. Govindamaharaj was very reluctant. He was saying, "No, no. Don't do it." Ashur Maharaj was here and he's saying, "No, no, go ahead, do it. Yes, this is very good." So we continued, and Govindamaharaj was outwardly stopping us, but I think inwardly he was satisfied with what we were doing.